Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We talked about Cam Newton's comments a little bit earlier today. Just as a refresher, here was Cam Newton's reaction to a question by a female reporter yesterday.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Okay, so that got Cam a lot of heat, up to and including losing sponsors, like you said earlier, Rich.
Yep,
he lost Dan and Yogurt
as a sponsor today, and
Gatorade denounced him. The NFL denounced him,
catching a lot of heat, not just for the comments, but he was unapologetic about it. And as it turns out, he didn't even know the name of the reporter, and she's been the beat reporter,
right? Yeah.
Well, for a
but
year.
Here's the thing, though: you say apologize. They say that he conveyed his regrets to her after the
and she
press
said run. That's not true. She disputed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's like, who do you believe here? You know, because you got one saying that he not essentially apologized. He said he regret his comments, and the other one saying that he never said he apologized.
Yeah.
She's saying that he didn't apologize, and the Carolina Panthers are saying he said his regrets about it.
Okay. I know he didn't apologize. According to her, he didn't apologize right after. Anyways. So the Astros just scored a couple runs, if you're wondering.
People, Margo.
They're not cheering for our takes.
No, Margo, two-run double.
Yep, Marwin Gonzalez just played at two runs. Here is Michelle Tafoya on In the Loop with her reaction to Cam Newton's remarks following that question yesterday.
It's not really a surprise to me. This one rolled right off my back just because I don't let that stuff affect me. And I hope this young reporter did, or I don't know how old she is actually, but I hope she let it roll off her back. This is one guy. It's one statement. I didn't hear it in context of the whole meeting. I've just been reading the line, and then I've read the Panthers, you know, statement about him and the NFL statement and so forth. So I imagine it didn't come off too well. But this is stuff that I don't let it affect me. And my message to women in sports, women in any industry out there, is there are going to be some stupid people saying stupid things. I'm not calling Cam stupid. Let's rephrase that. People are now and then going to say stupid things. That doesn't say anything about you. It speaks about them. Mm-hmm. And so let it roll off your back and decide, how am I going to respond to this? So my response to it was, oh, gosh, Cam, I know you're going to regret this later. And I went on with my day. So I would encourage people to do the same.
I think she's kind of right, man. I mean, a lot of people are freaking out about it. And it's like, okay, he said something stupid. And she's kind of acting as if, dude, it happens. Like, just let it go. Don't let it affect you. I think she's making it a big deal,
well,
too.
Well, she specifically said, look, I don't want to call Cam stupid. Let me go back. She's also someone that's probably going to be in a position down the road to have to interview him on the field after a football game. And I do think sometimes considerations like that do play into what you say in a situation like this.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? I would say to Michelle Tafoya, it's okay to call Cam Newton stupid because he said something stupid.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of opened a window into who he is that's not so pretty. And it is maybe, as she said, one guy, but it's not any guy.
Yeah.
This is a league MVP with one of the highest profiles of any player in the league.
I just think he said something stupid. I don't want to call him stupid, but I think he said something stupid. And to me, for me, the question was phrased in such a way that, again, I didn't understand it. I feel like maybe his response was, in a sense, like, what are you trying to say, kind of? Or you're talking in slang, and that's not terms that they normally talk in. So
yeah.
I'm not condoning it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, like, Like, do you think he should be suspended? Do you think he should be fined?
No, and he won't.
No,
be.
I just think it speaks to what a moron he is. Yeah. I mean, this would be like getting pulled over for speeding, and a female cop walks up to the car, and you go, "Wow, it's so weird having a lady pull me over."
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. But he has to do interviews every single day. Like, if you had to do interviews every single day, and ask questions about the same stuff all the time. You might have a brain fart like this. And he had one, you know? And I'm not condoning it.
He did.
But I'm not going to pile on like everybody else seems to be piling on.
I'll be honest with you, I'm a little surprised that it's gotten as bad for him as it has, that Dan and Yogurt has pulled out. I'm totally understand the NFL and Gatorade and even Dan and Yogurt if they wanted to, because they did put out a statement.
Yeah.
But all these people associated with Cam Newton, the Panthers haven't said anything yet, but... You know, making it clear they don't agree with this viewpoint, but I was actually a little surprised that Dannon pulled the plug on Cam Newton over this.
You know, we're gonna ask Lisa Ann tomorrow about this. She'll have some thoughts on this.
She probably will. Now, just to be clear, Newton didn't apologize to her right after the press conference. In a statement, Panthers director of communications Stephen Drummond said he spoke to Newton and the reporter after Newton told her that it was funny to hear a female talk about routes. Said I'd spoke. I know they had a conversation where he expressed regret for using those words. We strive as a department to make the environment for media comfortable for everyone covering the team.
There you go.
I'll be honest with you, like, and I know that there's the sexist part of the whole thing. I'm just more offended as a person who interacts with other human beings that he didn't know her name. And she's been covering the team for a year. Like, how do you not know the name of the beat reporter covering your team?
You know how? You don't give a damn.
Well, hold on, though. Has she introduced herself to him? Like, she gone up and said, "Hi, I'm so-and-so"? Like, that would help.
Don't you think she's a beat reporter covering the team for the Charlotte Observer? They've had conversations?
Has she ever introduced herself to him? Or is it his job to introduce himself to her?
What if we find out that she has? Is that bad?
Well, that's different. I played golf with a guy in a charity event 5 years ago, and I see him, and he's like, "Don't you remember me?" And I'm like, No, I'm sorry. That's different.
This is someone who you see every day.
And, Ted, this is also someone who, going back to college, has had one of the most condescending attitudes I have ever seen in a professional athlete.
I'm a bigger Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
I'm a bigger.
He's always been a jerk.
Look, no one is more critical of Cam Newton than me of you two.
I know.
All right, so I'm not. I'm just a fan. Look. Yeah, I think he's a knucklehead, and I wouldn't want him as my quarterback. But I'm talking in this one instance. You know, he had a slip, man. I don't think he should be crucified like I think he's being crucified.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.